Chasing Big Joe, hour number two, 102.5, 106.3, the game on this Tuesday. He is Big Joe. I'm Chase McCabe. Ian Safar with us on the ones and twos. Hope you're having a wonderful start to your day. So it looks like they have tabled the tush push conversation, meaning they don't want to deal with it today, so they're going to just kick the can down the road.
Kind of like dealing with Nashville traffic. Let the next mayor figure it out. Let the next mayor. Okay, well, it's done and over with now. We'll get to see it again. So now, with the tush push, if I know you're lining up, I think it should be allowed that the safety does a kamikaze from like 15 yards out and sprints as hard as he can, times it right, and just sends the quarterback into orbit. It's going to happen.
Probably.
It's going to happen. And if I'm on the ground, that quarterback's on there, I'm punching him and everything else. It's football, man. Not the damn Sadie Hawkins dance.
Nope. So the draft is... and they've moved the touchback to the 35. They've expanded replay assist, meaning the eye in the sky kind of thing. So that's what has come out with the NFL owners meetings. The draft is, 24 days away?
April 24th.
Yep, April 24th. So we are officially at April 1st. We are in draft month. You have a list that is what? The greatest draft picks
for
of every
each NFL team.
Okay.
All right. And so, you know, obviously for the Titans, it's going to go back through their franchise history. But if you did the Titans draft choices since they moved here, who would you have number one?
Because
they moved here.
They moved here?
I'm saying 97 as the Oilers.
I'm Javon Kearse.
By far.
Yeah.
Now, I got a low blowback about Chris Johnson.
Where would Derrick Henry sit in that, too?
But he was a second-round pick. I mean,
you're talking only first rounders?
The first pick of the team, yeah.
Gotcha.
The
okay.
First pick.
But good that is a good question. I mean, the answer might be Derrick Henry if you're just saying draft picks overall. But, I mean, first round draft picks, it's.
I'm telling you, if they draft Andy Katzenmoyer or whoever in 99, they're not going to the Super Bowl if they don't draft Javon Kearse. Nobody could stop him. I mean, he had the impact on every single game all the way. And almost, damn, if he had another half a second, would have gotten to Kurt Warner, and that pass doesn't get off. So Javon Kearse, to me, since they moved here, hands down, number one pick, he's it. Nobody comes close. Chris Johnson's in the neighborhood, but he's not in the mansion.
Okay, so who do they have?
I'm trying to get there. I had to slow down a little bit. How you doing today? Good?
I'm good. How are you?
Well, thank you so much. We'll get down there. And T, they have, in the franchise history, according to NFL.com, the best number one pick the Titans have ever had, Bruce Matthews.
I mean, that's
hard to argue.
Right? 83-01.
They don't have Earl Campbell?
Mm-mm. Nope.
That's interesting.
Earl Campbell was there from 78 to 83 or 84, it says. But Bruce Matthews. John McClane.
I mean, it's hard to push back on that.
Yeah, it is.
You know, I mean, he was one of the most important players the franchise has ever had. I mean, he played all five positions on the O-line.
And the picture they have is him just shoving Mark Gastineau to the ground. That's how long he played. Interesting pick. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers, who do you think? According to NFL.com, their greatest number one pick.
That and Warren Sapp?
John Lynch.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
The Rams, their greatest number one pick.
Eric Dickerson.
Deacon Jones.
Huh.
He was good. I mean, you know, obviously we didn't see him play every single day. 49ers, interesting one. Who do you think the 49ers have? I'm going bottom to top.
Okay, so if you're saying interesting, it's probably not Montana. Well, he wasn't even a first round pick, was he? Or was he?
Let me go down and see. They've got Montana, but he wasn't a first round pick.
Okay.
This is their most valuable draft pick of all time for each NFL team. So it's not
the
number
one. So
it's not
the first round. Okay.
Stupid NFL.com.
I don't know.
They have Montana?
Oh, it is Montana. Okay.
Yeah. So you go all that. Now I want to see the number one pick. Like the Steelers, their most impactful draft choice of all time.
Terry Bradshaw.
Mike Webster, the center. So I'm going to get off this list because I don't agree with anything that's being thrown out there.
Who's the guy for the Cowboys? Now I'm just curious.
Yeah, because this list is pretty much bad. The Dallas Cowboys have.
Defined impactful.
Right. You leaving Taco Bell.
Yeah.
Dallas Cowboys, Roger Staubach.
Okay. First big-time quarterback, yeah. Well, I mean, they had Andy Don before that, but.
I mean, Dorsett was a game changer. Emmitt Smith was a game changer. Staubach, everybody wore number 12 back in the day. I could sell them. I mean, some of these are easy, like Barry Sanders, Walter Payton, and guys like that. But J.J. Watt for the Texans is one of those.
Okay. Well, that's an interesting list that you have found
there. I want number one.
See,
picks.
I do wish on some of these things that they would just, you know, and this is a bigger discussion, but separate the Titans and the Oilers. You know, like, I agree Bruce Matthews could be, you know, impactful for the Oilers, and then he was obviously important at the early days of the Titans, but, you know, he only played 5 years in Nashville, right?
Yes.
Something like that. I mean, 2 years is the Tennessee Oilers, and I think three is the Titans. Didn't he retire in 2001?
Bruce? Yeah, 2001, yeah. That's right.
So, I mean, that's there, but... But, I mean, like, for the Titans, most impactful, I mean, you could say Curse or Derrick Henry.
Yep, it's got to be.
Chris Johnson.
Curse and Derrick Henry, 1 and 1-2. I mean, those are just right next to each
other. Derrick Henry, I think, probably because, would you agree, was more unexpected of how he turned out? Like, I mean, you knew he was good in college, but you didn't think that was – I mean, there were a lot of people that didn't love that pick when they made that pick.
Right. No, you're right. No,
you know, they're like, why are you spending a second rounder on him? Like, you know, you just traded for DeMarco Murray, and, you know, he's like, can he really sustain that in the NFL? But
that was such a no-brainer after watching what he did at Alabama, especially the national championship game over Clemson, and to say, like, oh, what? How does nobody want this guy? And look at him. He's still pounding and going strong. He'll be entering his 10th year coming up.
Yeah.
So I don't – yeah, I just – again, that's why – you don't know who to trust when you look at all these, like, oh, this guy's good, that guy's a bust, he's going to be great. You don't know. Nobody knows what's going to happen there. I mean, I watched Jamarcus Russell at LSU. He was great, stood in the pocket, delivered the ball, won big games, and then he was terrible in the NFL. I mean, you just don't know.
615-737-1025. That's our phone and text line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. Let's give some tickets away. Caller number three at 615-737-1025 will win a pair of tickets to see the Preds take on the Montreal Canadiens this Sunday at Bridgestone Arena. The puck drop, a 6 o'clock puck drop, so an earlier one on a Sunday. 615-737-1025, caller number three, and you'll go see the Preds take on the Habs on Sundays. Chasing Big Joe, 1025, 106.3 the game. Chasing Big Joe, 1025, 106.3 the game here on this Tuesday. Our show presented by the Omni Nashville Hotel. And we're broadcasting from the Busy Bee Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, Game Nashville Studios, home of the $99 yearly Beehive membership, where the buzz is always about great service.
Buzz.
All right, you found something really interesting.
Right.
Now, you're on this whole draft rabbit hole.
Well, I just think because here, I was listening to my favorite show this morning, Robbie and Rex Show. They had their boyfriend on, Charles Robinson. And he's great. Listen, I love, you know, real quick, and it's a shout out to Robbie and Rex Road. What makes the Charles Robinson segment so good is they don't interrupt him.
No, they just let him go.
And I love it because every other show in town will interrupt him. What about it? They let him go. And it's just great knowledge. And then, you know, we're talking about the draft. And he's like, you know, again, at the end of the day, it's a crapshoot, right? I mean, you don't know. So these are the list of the number one draft choices throughout the NFL history that have made number one overall that have made the Hall of Fame.
All right, so how many number one overall picks have there been?
Right around 88.
88, okay.
So you can't say from, like, guy, you have to be out of the game 5 years, you need to play 10 years, so you have to be 15 years. So we'll go back to, say, 2006 or so, you know, and Mario Williams was the number one pick in 2006. Obviously, he didn't make the Hall of Fame.
Peyton did. He's 98.
He's the last one.
That's what I literally was about to ask. Is he the last number one overall pick to be in the Hall of Fame?
Yep. Actually, they were back-to-back. There was Peyton, and before him was Orlando Pace.
Okay.
So two picks in the last 30 right. years have been the Hall of Fame.
99 would have been, I don't remember.
Tim Couch.
Tim Couch, all right. Nope. 2000, that was the Bullock draft.
Courtney Brown.
Nope.
Nope.
2001.
Michael Vick.
Could have.
Could have, had he not done yeah. some awful, awful things.
2002 was, Eli was 03. He was 04. I don't remember.
David Carr.
03.
Carson Palmer.
He probably could have been at one time. 04, Eli. He's not yet. Probably will be.
Yeah. And 05, Alex Smith.
Won't be.
No.
06 was, you just said.
Mario Williams.
07 was Jamarcus Russell.
Uh-huh.
08.
Jake Long from Michigan.
09 was.
From Georgia.
Oh, Stafford.
Yep.
He will be. 10 would have been.
Fisher talked about him 2 weeks ago.
Oh.
Bradford, right?
Oh, Sam Bradford. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's right. 11 would have been.
He did the shimmy shimmy when he scored touchdowns and people got mad at him.
I don't remember.
Heisman Trophy winner from Auburn.
Oh, Cam.
Uh-huh.
Probably not.
No. Oh, gosh.
12, was that Eric Fisher?
It is not. It is the GM of the Stanford Cardinal.
Oh, Andrew Luck.
Mm-hmm.
Could have been. 13, that was Eric Fisher.
Mm-hmm.
14.
Most probably overrated guy.
That was Alex Smith, right?
Incorrect.
Oh. No, he was.
Former Titan at 14. Played for the team for a spell.
Really?
He played for Lou Holtz in college.
At South Carolina?
Oh, Clowney.
Oh, Clowney, yeah. Mm-hmm. That's right. He was number one overall.
15. He can see now because he got LASIK surgery. Heisman Trophy winner.
Jameis.
Jameis.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
16. Oh, he traded up for him.
Jared Goff.
All right.
17.
He's on his way to being in the Hall of Fame. And this guy in 17.
Quarterback?
Defensive end.
Defensive end.
Just signed a massive contract.
With the Browns.
Yep.
Why am I blanking on his name?
Myles Garrett.
Myles Garrett. Thank you.
18. Heisman Trophy winner. He might be on his way. He's playing good. He's with the right team. You're a big fan of his.
Am I?
Mm-hmm. Baker Mayfield.
Oh, the big show.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
19, number one pick to the Arizona Cardinals. He's a little short.
Kyler.
Guy. Yeah.
Kyler's, it's been that long.
Yeah, right?
2020, who was the number one overall pick in 2020?
He was a quarterback of possibly the greatest college football team of all time in 2019.
Good name. Oh, Joe Burrow. Good name, too.
Joe Burrow.
Yeah.
21. This is amazing that like right? I have to think this hard on this.
21, he looks like Jennifer Aniston. That's your clue. Come on.
Trevor Lawrence.
Trevor Lawrence. 22, you could have given me 1,000 guesses. I wouldn't have gotten this one. From Georgia, defensive end, Jacksonville.
Oh,
Walker.
Trayvon Walker.
Trayvon Walker. He was the number one pick in 2020.
Yeah, right? That's what I'm saying. 23, also a Heisman Trophy winner. He's also a short guy.
Caleb Williams.
Caleb Williams. No.
Caleb Williams. You're off 1 year, yep.
23.
It's a Heisman Trophy. I don't remember.
Bryce Young.
Bryce Young,
yeah.
That's
sad.
All right, it's okay. So we'll go back. Orlando Pace was in 97. He's in the Hall of Fame number one pick. Troy Aikman, your boy, Cowboys in 89, in the Hall of Fame number one pick. Bruce Smith in 85 is on the Hall of Fame. John Elway is in the Hall of Fame. Earl Campbell, Hall of Fame. Leroy Selman from the Buccaneers, Hall of Fame. Terry Bradshaw, Hall of Fame. O.J. Simpson, Hall of Fame. Ron Yeary in Hall of Fame. And there's a whole lot of guys that aren't. Paul Hornung in Hall of Fame. Basically 14 number one overall picks ended up in the Hall of Fame
out of 88.
Well, you give some grace to guys who are still playing. So you take about 15 years off of that.
Okay. The guys.
About 73, 74.
All right. So Peyton's the last one in 98.
Mm-hmm.
Eli probably eventually gets there. So he's probably the next one. If you're going in.
I think Stafford will get in before Eli. You know, Stafford's still playing. You have to have the 5-year
cushion.
Right,
but I'm talking about like in draft order.
Oh,
like
yeah.
Year, draft year.
Yeah. It'll be Eli. Yep.
And then Stafford. I agree. Well, it's interesting you say Baker. I'm going to say no right now, but, like, he's, you know.
Well, here's one for you. One day. Does Drew Bledsoe get in?
Ooh.
One day.
Technically, he won a Super Bowl.
He did?
I mean, he did contribute to that run.
Yeah, he did.
He lost one, too. That's a really good one, Joe.
One day he does.
Maybe. He's going to be one of those that, like, if he does, you're going to go, huh, I didn't really think about that. I guess I can get behind that.
What about one that you look at him like, no, but then you look at his stats and his longevity? Vinny Testaverde.
So that's another good one. I'm going to say no, but longevity might put him in there. I mean, he played forever.
He did play forever to go on that way. And after that, it's a few guys here and there. But no.
But it's interesting to look at guys that are playing now. Like, Burrow is on his way. He's got a lot of work to do. Like, mm-hmm. He needs to win a championship. But Burrow, right. The resume is there. Stafford, as you mentioned, I think is a lock. I don't know if he's first ballot, but he's in. He's going to get in. Who are some of the other ones? Miles Garrett, I would say, is well on his way.
It's just hard. I mean, Bryce Young could turn out to be amazing.
If Jared Goff wins a Super Bowl, then there might be an argument for him.
He's a four-time Pro Bowler. I think Miles
But how
Garrett
many
does.
All-Pro? Like, the All-Pro is more important to me than a Pro Bowl.
They just throw the Pro Bowl down here. There's no All-Pro on this. Because Vince Young made the Pro Bowl.
Sure. Right. A lot of guys make the Pro Bowl. That it doesn't matter.
Yes.
But it's an interesting discussion to look at that. But what's funny is it just shows you how hard it is to get into the Hall of Fame.
Yeah. And remember, the number one pick, you're going to the worst team.
Right.
Like Bradshaw, when he got with the Steelers in 70, they were awful. And then those drafts, the 2 to 3 years after those, the drafts were something that's like it's never happened before in NFL history. The drafts were so good for the Steelers, which catapulted them to another level. Remember, Terry Bradshaw lost his job to Joe Gillum. Joe Gillum was a better quarterback than Bradshaw. And unfortunately, all the things happened on the off the field, and Bradshaw was able to be the starting quarterback after that and took him to the next level. So there's a lot of luck involved, man.
Sonny wants to know, what pick has the highest amount of Hall of Famers? That's a great question.
What pick?
That's probably number one, I would think. But and then, don't answer this yet. This is from Michael and Madison. Is Bruce Matthews the single greatest offensive lineman ever? Off of versatility alone, he has to be in consideration. We'll discuss that coming up next. It's Chasing Big Joe.
Question.
Here on this Tuesday. It's time once again, the 4th Annual 615 Open Charity Golf Tournament. Cromwell Media, along with our partners at Fox 17, Outfront Media, and Social Indoor, are proud to announce we'll be back at Hermitage Golf Course on Thursday, May 29th to make a difference while having a great time. We're really excited about this. We've done this, like we said, the last 4 years. It's just grown, and you all make it what it is. We have a blast when we do this, and we're also really excited to partner with Folds of Honor and raise money for them. Donations will go to provide life-changing scholarships to families of America's fallen or disabled military and first responders. You can sign up to play or sponsor at 615open.com. Again, it's a labor of love. We enjoy this, doing it every year. Just go to 615open.com for more information. Chasing Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3, the game. The Atlanta Braves country road trip is coming to town and teaming up with the Nashville Predators and us here at 102.5, the game. You can join us at the BetMGM Sports Lounge in Bridgestone Arena on Wednesday, April 16th for a Braves watch party as they take on the Tampa Bay Rays at noon. There will be free giveaways like hats and t-shirts. Plus, you can win an autographed baseball and free tickets. For more details, just visit thegamenashville.com/events. Looking forward to that and partnering up with my favorite baseball team. So be awesome. Question on our text line to you. Is Bruce Matthews the single greatest offensive lineman ever? Off versatility alone, he has to be in consideration. That's from Michael and Madison.
That's a great question, and probably so. Around the league, it was Larry Allen was the greatest lineman of all time, the Cowboys, because he was quick, fast, big, and all that. But Bruce played center guard tackle and could have made Hall of Fame in any position.
He played all five positions.
Yeah. So I'll take him. I mean, that's a great point. Yeah, I think Bruce might have been the greatest, Bruce Matthews. Other question was, what draft positions have produced the most Hall of Famers? It's picks number 1, 2, and 4. Each have 7 Hall of Famers. So if you get the first pick, the second pick, or the fourth pick, they have 7 Hall of Famers that have made it. So there you go.
Okay. There you go. That is the answer to the question. Some other questions that are out there. Burke Nyhill, the president of the Titans, sat down with Jim Wyatt and talked about this is the biggest headline I've ever seen. This is on TennesseeTitans.com. From the NFL owner meetings, Titans president and CEO Burke Nyhill discusses the quest to land all NFL events, including the Super Bowl, while giving updates on new Nissan Stadium, the team's radio play-by-play job search, and more. Jim breaks it down with some of the nuggets. The Titans and the city of Nashville remain interested in hosting a Super Bowl in the near future, Nyhill said. Quote, the Super Bowl is awarded through 2028 when it will be hosted in Atlanta. We're putting our best foot forward for 2029. Now, that doesn't mean that it will be the right time for the NFL to bring the event to Nashville, but we will continue to showcase the stadium and all that Nashville has to offer with league officials, and will be ready as soon as they want to bring it to Nashville, end quote. In addition to the Super Bowl, Nyhill said that both the franchise and the city are interested in hosting all of the league events, from another NFL draft to the Pro Bowl to the NFL Combine. Quote, we talked to the NFL about all the events that are capable of moving. So that includes the Pro Bowl, even the Combine, which has expressed an interest to move at some point. For now, our focus is the Super Bowl above those other events, but we will remain in contact with all of them, because the draft was a special event, and I've heard from plenty of Tennesseans who did not make the trip downtown in 2019, and they're hoping to get a second chance to at some point. Let's pause there for a second. I do think we get the Super Bowl. I don't know if it's 29, but I do think we get the Super Bowl because they like going to new stadiums.
Yeah, I think 29, 30, 31, they'll get this. And I think announcement comes within the next year.
I think Nashville gets now, it. I don't know if we'll get multiple. It might be a one-and-done thing. But I think we'll get one.
Well, I'm going to get the first one first.
Yeah.
Real quick, something else. We're not getting the draft in my lifetime again. It ain't happening. It's not
happening. I disagree. I think
it's not coming back. So why should it come back here? Hey, I'm Buffalo. I want to have it. Hey, I'm Seattle. I want to have it. Hey, I'm Las Vegas. I'm L.A. Chargers. I want to have it. It ain't happening.
You're just saying they're going to keep bouncing around. They haven't – now, am I right in saying since it left New York, have they repeated?
No. Chicago, Philadelphia, Dallas, Nashville, virtual. 22 was Vegas. 23, now you
– Kansas City?
Kansas City. I forget where 21 was.
Detroit was in there. I thought Detroit had
Detroit,
a Super Bowl.
You're right.
Or a draft. Thank you.
Detroit was in there, and then Green Bay this year.
Yep. Remember, Detroit had like 800,000 people allegedly.
I think they set the record.
It'll be a, I mean, it'll be a while, but I mean, I think we'll get it again. You just say in your lifetime.
I mean, I'm 56. I don't see me living past 70, so it ain't happening.
I hope you live past 70.
It ain't happening, and I'm okay with that. All right? I'm enjoying every day while I'm here.
Nyhill provided an update on new Nissan Stadium. The construction just passed 1 million man-hours on site. And at this point, the crew is up to 800 people a day. The concrete phase of the project is being finished and now moving on to steel. Quote, we're still on time to open in February of 2027, Nyhill said. In terms of PSL and suite sales, we remain humbled by the response and demand. We expected to go on sale with our premium PSLs in June of 24 and be on sale through February of 2025. And we sold through the premium inventory by the middle of August in 2024. We've since moved on to phase 2 and phase 3 just opened up. More and more fans are getting their phone call to come to the Titans house to choose their next seats. It's really been a gratifying process, end quote.
Good update.
Nihil said the team is closing in on making a hire for the team's radio play-by-play job after Mike Keith went to the University of Tennessee. After initially narrowing the list to 10 to 15 candidates, the team reduced that number further, and three of them were brought in for in-person interviews. The team is down to a few finalists. Quote, we've had a lot of interest from all over the country, from some really seasoned veterans of the National Football League to high school kids who wanted to shoot their shot. Nihil said.
Really?
We wanted to listen to every broadcast reel that was sent in. An announcement is expected within the coming weeks.
And then he adds, we were still looking for the radio play-by-play, but this guy that did the Cats game in Nashville has taken us by storm.
Give me a call. I'll say nice things about your team.
Right. I am under the impression they have not hired anybody for play-by-play when I was told they had hired somebody.
I guess. I don't know.
More wrong information.
Right. So there you go. And they have a draft party, too. So thank you, Burke Nihil.
Thank you, Burke Nihil, for that. Appreciate the update. And that you're humbled by the prices for the suite there over at New Nissan Stadium for the PSLs.
I mean, here's the deal. People are going to go. Like, they're going to buy the tickets. But a lot of your true fans that, you know, have stuck with you probably won't be able to.
I know those have said, we're good. Take care of yourself. Yep. And a lot has to do with the price, but also, like, I don't see any direction in this football team.
Yep. There's not a lot of direction, and you don't feel good about them winning, and they just, to me, it's misstep after misstep. But look, like anything, I hope you can figure it out eventually. Just give you that. And I mean, Burke's a nice guy. Like, I've interacted with him a few times. Like, this doesn't have anything to do with people being jerks.
No.
They're all nice people.
Right.
You know, like Rand was a nice guy. I didn't think he was a good GM. So, I mean, it kind of is what it is at this point. But
I mean, probably.
I hope they figure it out. I want them to. I'm a fan.
So I think Super Bowl 29 or 30. Atlanta to 28. They haven't made their minds up. This is the newest stadium, right?
Mm-hmm. So
Buffalo Stadium's not closed. It's an outdoor stadium.
Hang on. I'm talking.
Yeah, that would be interesting if they did give Buffalo a Super Bowl, even with an open.
Well, you know, they did the Jets and Giants.
They
in
got
13.
Lucky on that one as far as weather goes.
Because the next day that blizzard hit,
but
everybody
Buffalo
was stuck.
Buffalo is next level.
Oh, yeah. No
in
doubt.
In February?
No doubt.
Oof.
All right. So here's what I think could happen. 2027, I think the first, because it's supposed to open in February, right?
Mm-hmm.
April or May of 2027, WrestleMania will be the first big event.
Because it will sell out.
Because I think that's what's going to happen. It's going to Indy next year. It's in Vegas this year. Lucas Oil next year. Mm-hmm. I think it's here in 27.
And then I think off of that, because you could pack the crowd in. Is it two nights or one night?
Two.
Okay. All right. So there's a guaranteed two
but
nights.
But here's the deal. You get like Vegas, the city of Las Vegas is getting, I think, five nights because you do SmackDown. They're doing this, like, convention show, WWE World. You get SmackDown.
All in the stadium.
No, not all in the stadium. It's different events. But, like, for here, Bridgestone would have a ton of stuff. You would do SmackDown, which is the Friday before. NXT has a premium event that's the day of WrestleMania that they would do at Bridgestone, so it's Saturday during the day. WrestleMania Night 1 at Nissan. WrestleMania Night 2 on Sunday at Nissan. Monday Night Raw at Bridgestone on Monday night. So you'd have all that here. Plus, they do the Hall of Fame, and they've typically done it after SmackDown on Friday at the arena, but this year they're doing it at a different venue in Vegas, so they could potentially do that here.
Like, so only two
would be
nights.
Awesome. Only two nights of the stadium.
Okay.
Yes. But you're in the city for 6 days. What would be cool is do the Hall of Fame at the Ryman. It's smaller, but it would be awesome.
That would be
That'd
very
be
cool.
So cool.
I agree with you on WrestleMania. And then I agree. Then I think Garth Brooks is a concert.
Probably.
After that, because get as many people as you can out of the gate.
Who opens it? Who opens it? What's the first event?
WrestleMania.
I think, no, if it opens in February, something else
will
be in
there. Oh, February. I think it's a Garth Brooks concert. There's not a doubt in my mind. There's not a doubt in my mind.
Didn't George Strait open this one?
Nissan Stadium?
Yeah.
I don't know, not that I know. I remember in 2000, Billy Graham and then NSYNC had a concert. And Cisco opened for him.
Yeah. But I'm sure, but 99, like what, there was something.
I don't remember. I
thought, I'll have to look it up. I'd be curious.
But I think it's Garth. I really do think it's Garth.
It could be Garth.
Yeah.
It'll be fine. 615, so, all right. So Super Bowl in 29, 28, maybe a college football playoff game? Or a championship?
It has to be a championship. Aren't like
Final Four?
Aren't Orange Bowl, Rose Bowl, Sugar Bowl, aren't those still in the
I mean, they said the first concert is George Strait.
Okay, that's
that was April 2000. But the first ever event, according to this, was the Titans.
Oh, okay. So it was the, all right.
The Titans and Bengals.
All right. I was half right. But yeah.
No, you're right. I mean, it's built for football, but then.
NSYNC was in May.
Yeah.
And then a couple weeks after George Strait.
And then Billy Graham was in June.
It goes right from NSYNC to Kenny Chesney in
July.
That
was in 2000 or 2001.
So those, I don't
Billy Graham?
Yeah.
Because
I went.
Mom. It was 2000.
Yeah.
Did you go to Billy Graham?
I went with my grandfather.
I went to my grandfather in the late 70s at Dudley Field. Billy Graham.
there you go.
To gosh. That's great. My goodness. All right.
Coming up next, we'll tell you what day it is and celebrity birthdays. This week's Nashville's Best Deal comes from Bad Axe Throwing, Nashville, downtown's largest axe throwing venue and your go-to spot for food, fun, and vibes. Enjoy panoramic views of the city, a killer soundtrack, craft cocktails from the full bar, and a Northwoods-inspired menu with a southern twist. This week, score half off a $50 gift card. While supplies last, just head to thegamenashville.com/deals and grab yours now. Chasing Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3, the game here on this Tuesday. Keep getting confused on what day it is. I don't know why.
April 1st, pal.
It is April 1st. That is for sure. Appreciate all the participation today. Ian, for hanging out with us this week. Dr. Crane will be back next week, moving some stuff around as he's helping out on the afternoon show and all of that. But with that, let's get to what day is it and celebrity birthdays. Brought to you by Jarrett Companies, Inc. Above and beyond industry standards. Commercial plumbing and HVAC, all forms of HVAC units, commercial refrigeration, grease trap cleaning, and more. Just go to JarrettCompaniesInc.com.
Okay, yes, I am in for Dr. Crane today. Of course, the first one. It is April Fool's Day. So everybody, head on a swivel, as our friend Crispy likes to say.
Yes.
It is also National Sourdough Bread Day.
Oh,
I love
nice.
Some sourdough bread.
Yeah. You know, people are into the sourdough bread starters. I guess since it's April Fool's Day, it's also National Tomfoolery's Day.
Watch out for that Tom guy.
Tomfoolery is such a great word.
He is full of fooleries. National Takedown Tobacco National Day of Action.
Sure.
Okay. Interesting there. National 1 cent Day.
Okay.
So there you go. And yeah. That's pretty much all the good ones.
That's it. One cent day.
Yeah, National 1 cent Day. Oh, it's a Boomer Bonus Day, whatever that is too. So for all your
seems like something retro
boomers
like.
Out there. Yep. International Fun at Work Day.
That's every day.
Every day, baby.
Every day around here for sure.
Show.
National Jump in Muddy Puddles Day. So there you go. Could be plenty of those upcoming this week.
Good. All right. Yeah. Thank you. All right. Time for celebrity birthdays. Got to get these women too. So we will start off with people that I know you guys not heard of these people. So we'll go down. Singer Bijou Phillips. Never heard of her, but she seems to be popular. She's been in multiple Sublime music videos. I don't know what that is.
Sublime.
Sublime.
Okay. Sublime.
Okay, that gives me a little bit of a ballpark there. 48.
45
exactly. Ian's on the board after yesterday's performance. Move on down here a little bit. See who this is. Don't know who this is. Never heard of this guy. Oh, okay. Hillary Scott, proud alum of DCA. Hillary Scott.
And MTSU.
And MTSU. 42.
Hmm. 38.
39. Look at you. Out of the gate, Ian, 3-0. Well done. On down for some more here. Don't know who that is. There's a lot of people that have acted. Asa Butterfield, you know who that is? You ever heard of that guy?
No.
All right, well, he's not. We're not using his birthday. I never heard of him. The great actress Ally McGraw. No relation to Tim McGraw. I think she was in Love Story.
I never heard of her.
48.
60.
86.
Okay.
Reggae singer Jimmy Cliff.
61.
67.
Singer Susan Boyle. She's the one that was on British American whatever.
Yeah.
And then won and
60.
You said Susan Boyle?
Yes.
I got no clue. 68.
64. All right, going down here. Oh, Method Man.
Ooh. 58.
52.
54. Ian's up 4-0. Loving this. MSNBC host Rachel Maddow.
Fifty-two.
You're close there, Ian. Who else here?
Adam Vingan got that one right. Should have listened to him.
Pro wrestler Randy Orton.
44.
Exactly. Ian's up 6-0.
I think you should double check that.
Is he 45?
I think he's 45.
Okay, I think you might be right because this list only is updated to the.
He is 45, born in Knoxville, Tennessee.
All right, so now it's back to 4-2. My bad. Good job, Chase. All right, four birthdays left. Jumbo Elliott, big lineman for the Jets.
Jumbo Elliott, 61.
57.
60 exactly, 4-3. Mark Jackson, NBA.
59.
57.
60. Chase comes back and ties it at 4 after he questions the judges. David Gilliland, driver.
Race car driver?
Yep.
I'm going to say 54.
I got no clue. I'll go 50.
49. You're up 5-4. Down to the buzzer.
Oh, nice.
NBA player Brook Lopez. He still might be in the league. I don't know. Brook Lopez.
38.
37.
37 exactly. Ian wins 7-4. Thank you very much. Good Chase,
job,
your appeal was upheld. Well done.
Thank you. Yes. Randy Orton. That'll do it for us.
As we leave the show every day, to our guys out there, it's a new month. You're still here. We love you. You're doing strong. If you are struggling on your cell phone, you can call or text 988. We tell you all the time and make it simple. Please talk to someone if you're going through anything. Please, please, please. You can talk to us. We're here anytime for you. Just let you know that we love you. Your journey is your journey. It's a beautiful journey. Keep going. If something happened to you, our world would be a terrible place without you. So please stay here. We need you here. Know that we love you. More importantly, God loves you.
Amen to that. Peace, love, rock and roll. DVD back to ask a bunch of questions and talk a bunch of sports. That's all next. 102.5, 106.3 The Game.